It all started with that sound. Broadcast from a point 62 miles above Siberia. A single pulse over and over again at exactly the same interval. Never stopping for over 40 years. NASA always said it was something built by the Russians. A satellite of some sort. The Russians said it must be something built by NASA. It had many names over the years. The blip, the bloop, the squidge. In Russian, they simply call it pulse. I've been working on it for so long in my own time, trying to unravel it, find out what it meant. Then one night, I cracked it. A message that had been baffling the world for over four decades. Translate.
Toshiko Sato, the truth is in zone 10. Toshiko Sato, the truth is in zone 10. Toshiko Sato, the truth is in zone 10.
Miss Sato! Добро пожаловало вас в Москву. Welcome to Moscow.
You're Maxim?
Maxim Ivanovich Ivanov, Kavui director, at your service. This way, please. My car is outside. May I help you with luggage?
It's okay, I'll manage, thank you.
Your woman, my wife, ex-wife, exactly the same. Always bring too many cases. I imagine that is full of shoes.
Well, scientific instruments, actually.
Then already I like you better than my ex-wife. But this is not difficult. I'm parked just behind these taxis. Could I ask what the instruments are for? You didn't mention them when we spoke.
Just thought I'd come prepared.
For what?
Everything.
I like that. But you brought the documents?
I brought a drive containing some of our files, yes.
Drive, of course. You have to forgive me. I'm old school. Briefcases, the envelopes, and microfilms hidden in the X-shell capsules, if you know what I mean. This is us. Please, allow me.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I joined KVI many years ago during Cold War. If you had told me then that I would one day go to airport, greet agent from our British counterpart and drive her to our office, I would say you were mad. It is funny how things change. In just few years, everything is different. Fire match! I'm sorry, drivers like that think they're on the road. And of course, our two agencies, we have much history.
You could put it that way.
Much of it regrettable, I'm ashamed to say. But those things are behind us now. Yes?
I suppose.
I am very curious, Miss Sato. Neil Redmond, your local billionaire. His death was accident, yes?
Officially.
Officially. Of course. But he lived in United Kingdom. What made you think Bureau of Extraterrestrial Research here in Moscow would be interested in him?
Call it a hunch.
You're being coy.
He was in St. Petersburg the day before he died.
This is true. But he traveled a lot. He was a businessman.
We both know he was more than that.
And what exactly do you want in return for the information you have on him?
We can discuss that at your office.
Of course. You are here in spirit of cooperation, yes? Kavu E and Torchwood on the same side. You help us, we help you. So this is Lublyanka Square.
Uh-huh.
That building, which looks like giant cake, is former KGB headquarters.
Huh.
And this is us.
Ah, nice.
Officially, Department of Agricultural Administration. And officially,
yes,
Offices of KVE, Bureau for Extraterrestrial Research.
And that looks like a pizza shack.
On the ground floor, yes, it's pizza shack. But floors 2 to 5 belong to us. Also, every Tuesday is pizza day. We got discount. Unfortunately, today is not Tuesday. Come, let us go inside. Please, put your luggage in corner. Sit.
Thank you.
Would you like something to drink? Tea, coffee, something stronger?
I'm fine.
You know, I still find it curious that you should contact me offering information about Neil Redmond at the precise moment when that information was needed. Quite a coincidence, yes? Or not?
Sergei Manin.
Excuse me?
He was a government worker. Found floating face down in the River Neva the morning Redmond arrived in St. Petersburg.
And what about him?
He was one of your agents.
You are very good, Miss Sato.
Toshiko, please.
Very well. Toshiko.
He was investigating Redmond, wasn't he?
And Torchwood were investigating him also.
We were investigating the committee. And by your expression, I'd say you know exactly who I'm talking about.
We have heard of them, yes. So I assume Redmond's death was no accident.
Before I answer that, I have a question of my own.
Go ahead.
Zone 10?
How do you know that name?
Here.
What is that?
My phone.
What I mean is, that is Pulse, yes?
Correct. And I decoded it.
We had a team of 10 work on that signal for almost 40 years. Man and woman grew old trying to decipher it. But they
Toshiko Sato, pravda v zone 10.
That's impossible. The Pulse has been broadcast since the 1960s.
I know.
But she is saying your name.
Exactly. So my question is this, Maxim. Where and what is Zone 10?
Zone 10, a zone of exclusion. Komi Republic, 50 miles north of Jamal. Very remote.
That's up near the Arctic Circle, yes?
That's right.
Because the signal source was traced to a point about 62 miles above Siberia, right on the edge of space. That's why NASA always thought it was a Soviet satellite.
Here.
Oh, I don't read Russian.
Sorry, I translate. Okay, so Ministry for Internal Affairs reports, Ochenki, a spillage of hazardous chemicals.
Uh-huh.
Citizens warned not to enter area. Chemicals might be harmful.
Mm.
Chemicals might be harmful.
Is that it?
No, you see, there was no chemical spill. There were strange phenomena reported in area. People went missing. We decided to evacuate and close it off.
I want to go there.
Zone 10 is 2 days' drive from Moscow, at least.
I've got plenty of time.
Men disappeared there. Whole units of trained soldiers.
Then maybe they should have sent a scientist. Take me to Zone 10, Maxim, and I'll give you everything Torchwood has on Neil Redmond and the committee.
You say you bring drive containing files. And you are in our office. What is to stop me taking that drive from you right now?
I wasn't telling you the whole truth. The files aren't stored on the drive. The drive is just a key. The files you want are still on Torchwood's computers, and you need my authorization to download them. Take me to Zone 10, and I'll give them to you.
You know, average temperature there, this time of year, is 20 degrees below freezing.
And I packed a scarf and some sensible shoes. If you want those files, you'll take me to Zone 10.
Guillermo!
What's wrong with your car?
Engine. Become too hot. So now it's cooling down.
Will this thing get us there?
I own car for many years. Very reliable.
Oh, I can see that. But will it get us there?
Once it's cool, yes.
We should have flown.
No flight to Yamal. Not in many years.
Trains?
Unless you want to travel in boxcar full of coal, I do not advise.
Don't look now, but I think we're being followed.
What? Trot! My head.
I said don't look now.
I think I have concussion. Who is following?
Over my shoulder. There's a car pulled in 100 yards back.
You see?
They were behind us as we left Moscow.
The car very common in Russia. Popular model.
A237XM777. Same number plate. Did you tell anyone at the KVI to follow us?
Why would I do that? It's just two of us. Could still be coincidence. Some people driving same way as us. Maybe not following.
Well, I suppose.
I think engine has cooled now. I'll try again. Hurrah! Let's go!
Freezing.
A heater does not work so well. I said it would be cold.
I didn't think it would be this cold.
We will stop soon. Find a motel. But I warn you, motels out here, not so good. That car, it is not following us now?
No. We lost it back in, what was the name of that town?
Kadnikov. Yeah. You should be less paranoid.
Well, in my experience, there's no such thing as paranoia.
Because you are investigating committee.
Partly.
Committee enough to make anyone paranoid.
And the KVI would know all about that, right?
What do you mean?
Well, someone told us very recently, when they had no reason to lie, that it was humans who invited the committee here in the first place.
I see.
We looked at all those people. All the politicians and scientists, all the generals and spies, people who dealt with the committee early on. And the one thing they had in common was Russia. They'd all at some point or another visited Russia.
And from that, you deduced...
that your predecessors at the KVI were working with them the whole time.
If we were enemies, you would scare me.
So it's true?
I believe so, yes. There were, shall we say, exchanges, like this one between our organization. The committee had technology, KVI had influence, power.
But to invite them here...
I didn't say we invite them, only that we had an arrangement. At time we say it's like a deal with Soviet Union makes with Henry Ford. We are communist, he is capitalist, but it's business. You see?
And how long did this business go on?
Not very. Committee, I get feeling they don't like working with organizations. They prefer individuals. Much easier that way. Ah! Motel! 20 kilometers.
Towels, towels, towels. Come in.
I ask lady on desk for extra blanket.
Oh, thank you, Maxim. It's very kind. We're not the only guest here, are we?
Don't know.
I heard a car pull in a few minutes ago. You were out there at the time? Talking to someone?
Yes, of course. I forgot. Was talking to motel owner.
Did you see who was in the car?
No, probably businessman. This road very busy... Main road to Arkhangel. We make early start tomorrow, yes? I set alarm for 6 a.m.
Sounds good to me.
You know, our organizations, Torchwood, KVE, things they did long ago, they are not our fault.
I know.
So, we can be friends, yes?
I don't see why not.
Very good. Well, dobry noc.
Good night.
This snow, it come from nowhere. At Yamal, we will hire a snowcat to take us rest of the way. All roads into Zone 10 will be snowed under. No one has been there in very long time.
Right. Is it guarded?
At first, yes. Now there's no need. Even people in Yamal too frightened to go there.
You said there were reports of strange phenomena, that people went missing. But you never told me what's actually in there.
Maybe you should ask before we leave Maskov. Truthfully, I do not know. People say everything different in Zone 10. Time is different, space is different. Easy to get lost and never come out. Tell me, when exactly did you decode Pulse?
A while ago.
So how long have you waited?
I didn't wait. But I knew that if I told anyone, the guys I work with, they'd take it from me. They sweeping, guns blazing, and I'd be stuck back there watching it all on a monitor.
So, wait, do they even know you are here? They don't! You're Maverick! I like that. Спасибо. Спасибо большое.
Oh.
Чертовский вор.
Well?
That is problem with this part of country. Everyone descended from convict. That man, I think his grandfather was thief. I tried to get deal on Snowcat, but no use.
But you hired one, yes?
Yes, for much money. Take what you need from the car, we go now.
Right.
Into Zone 10. Is it annoying?
Just a bit.
I'm sorry.
I recognize it.
Russian song, Korobeyniki.
Oh.
Also theme from video game Tetris.
Oh, I knew it from somewhere. Oh, I loved that game so much when I was a kid. I was addicted.
Me too. My son, he had console. When I get home from work, if he's sleeping, I play Tetris until very late.
You have kids?
Just a son. Grown up now, lives with family in Brighton Beach. He calls me sometimes, closer to his mother, you know. We are almost there. There are signs just ahead. Do you see?
Yeah.
If you wanted to turn back, this is the last chance.
I understand. But I need to know what's in there.
There could be nothing in there. The signal. It could be a trick. Did you ever think about that?
Of course. But I've been studying it for years, since before I joined Torchwood. It was almost as if I knew that...
Knew what?
That it was for me. Keep driving.
Боже мой. Impossible.
What is it?
We already came this way.
No, that can't be right. We haven't taken a single turn.
Look, there is tree, there is rock. In exactly the same place?
We're in a forest. There are lots of trees and rocks.
But I am telling you, these are the same.
I think you could be imagining things. You've been driving all day. Maybe we should take a rest.
It is not sensible to rest here.
Then what do we do?
Keep going. I want to try some. Okay, keep your eyes on wristwatch.
Why?
Trust me.
Okay. I'm looking.
What happened?
It jumped back. Not just the second hand, the minute hand too, by about 10 minutes.
I knew it. And look. You see? Tree, rock, same rock.
It's incredible. We're stuck in some sort of loop.
This is Zone 10. This is what it does. And now we are trapped here.
Not necessarily.
What are you doing?
I brought something that may help.
I hope it's a pack of cards, because if we really are trapped...
This. I brought this. And before you ask, it's a temporal fluctuation damper.
Please. English is not even my second language.
Okay. I've been working on a time lock back in Cardiff. We have issues. There's a rift. Anyway, long story. Mm. This is designed to dampen local disturbances in space-time.
I believe you. Though I'm not a scientist, I was always a guy who chases aliens and fires gun.
Whatever happened here, it didn't just create bubbles or loops. It turned this whole area into layer upon layer of fragmented space-time, like an onion or one of those wooden dolls you have here.
Yeah, they are mainly for tourists.
Each layer is practically its own time zone. But if I do this...
Did it work?
Only one way to find out. Wait. Do you hear that?
Sounds like chainsaw.
Or snowmobiles.
Maybe outside the zone then.
No, they're too close. We're being followed.
You don't know that.
Back in a snowcat. Quickly! Well, we've not seen that tree and rock again, and my watch has gone past 6:35. So the dampener must be working.
How long will it last?
Running on its battery alone? A few hours, at best. Who could be following us, Maxim?
I don't know.
You're lying.
No one at Cavoyer is following us.
That isn't what I asked.
Maybe if F is B, no, you are here, maybe they follow.
Great. And what do they do if they catch up with us? Their snowmobiles will be a lot faster than this thing.
They probably want glory for themselves. If they think we are about to discover something important, they will not want Cavoyer to take credit.
And that's all?
Sure. Why would they want to hurt us? I am government employee and you are foreign national. What caused diplomatic incident? How far are we from source of signal?
Not very far. It's above a point maybe 2 miles north of here. Let's just hope we reach it before they do. So this is it.
We are in the center of Zone 10. exact center of Zone 10.
What's that building?
Old radio station. There was airfield here long ago. Aeroplanes take off carrying atom bomb. You know, for testing.
Right. Wait. I see something else.
What?
There, look.
Невероятно.
That's some sort of landing module.
It looks brand new. As if it landed yesterday.
What is it doing here? You recognize it, don't you?
Yes. LK-4. Lunar landing module.
But there is no Russian move program.
Not officially not. But the pulse, that voice, I recognize it as soon as you played it to me.
Кто это? Кто здесь?
Раски. Я Раски.
Who is she?
Она, англичанка.
Да, да. Она наш дорог. She is a friend. You speak English. I know you do. I've read your files 100 times.
Who are you? How did you get here?
I am Maxim Ivanov of KVE. This is Toshika Sato.
I must be seeing things.
No, no, no. We are here. I promise you.
But I've been here so long. There was no way out.
Maxim, who is she?
Toshiko, meet Lieutenant Anna Volkova, the second woman in space.
But I've never heard of her.
All this time and no one knew I was even here.
Please, Lieutenant, calm. Let us go inside the module and I'll explain everything. It is very cold, no? It was kept secret from everyone. They would only announce the mission if LK-4 landed safely on Moon. It was a risk. There had never been spacecraft like this before, and there hasn't been one since. The Apollo missions had 3 crew members. LK-4, just one. Anna.
I was perfect candidate, they said. Not married, and my parents were killed during the war. If anything went wrong, no one would miss me.
What? They died in the war? Wait, when did all this, your mission, when did it happen?
1965.
4 years before Neil Armstrong took one small step.
But look at her. She must be the same age as me. Maybe younger. What year were you born?
1930.
So that makes you what? 78?
And we have files on your boss from time of Tsar Nicholas. But Anna, you say you've been here whole time. That I do not understand. There's no food here. The only water is the snow.
My rations. You won't believe me, but they reappear every day.
The time loop. She's been living the same day over and over again, but conscious of it the whole time, for over 40 years.
40 years? I have been here for more than 40 years?
I'm afraid so.
We have to get her out of here.
I don't think we can do that.
I have the dampener, remember? As long as it's working, we can leave Zone 10.
It's not that simple.
I do not understand. Why not? If you found me, why can't you take me home?
Wait. Do you hear that?
The reactor!
Who did you bring here?
Maxim Maximovich. Have you located Lieutenant Volkova?
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
You said you didn't know them.
The reactor! Did you locate the lieutenant?
Who are they?
Government agents. They came for you.
What do they want?
Maxim, what will they do to her?
She isn't just missing cosmonaut. Are you Anna?
Ivanov, we had agreement.
What will they do?
Kill her. They want her silenced.
No.
She's waited so long for us to find her all these years.
But I've done nothing wrong.
We can't let them do this.
I did everything they asked of me. Everything. What happened was not my fault.
We can't let them... Maxim, look at me. We can't let them kill her.
I have no choice. This isn't old days when our word was final. Now they are bigger than us. They pull our strings.
Ivanov. We are giving you until count of 10. If you don't hand her over, we will kill you. and the English woman.
If this is how it must end, do it now. You come armed. Do it yourself. Kill me. You can't, can you? You would give me up to them, but you're too much of a coward to do it yourself.
That isn't going to happen, Anna. We're going to make a run for it.
Snowcut isn't fast enough.
No, but it could take us into terrain that snowmobiles can't reach, yes?
Perhaps. But they will fire at us as soon as we start running.
Oh, then we use the bunker. The radio station as a stepping stone.
Great idea. Okay, Maxim, Anna, you ready? Let's do this.
Good. Very good. Come out slowly. That's it. Slowly.
I think this is a terrible idea.
Keep going! I'll cover us!
Come on, Anna.
Is anyone hurt?
I'm fine.
Anna?
I will live. For now.
They're staying where they are. Probably planning their next move.
You told them we were coming here.
I had no choice. Anna has been missing for over 40 years. We thought she was dead. When you played her message to me, I recognized her voice.
What message?
The pulse. You sent a message.
What?
For me. You were speaking in Russian, but you said, "The truth is in Zone 10.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't send messages. Not from here. Not from LK4. The batteries are dead. It's completely without power.
Wait, but it's your voice. Listen.
Toshiko Sato, pravda v zone 10. Toshiko Sato.
No, that can't be.
But that is your voice. How did you get here?
I was taken. They called themselves the committee. But you already knew this, didn't you?
Yes.
What happened?
I was 100,000 miles from Earth. No other human being had ever traveled so far from the surface of our world. Yet still the moon looked very far away. I was performing a few final procedures before passing the halfway point between Earth and Moon when it happened. I had never seen anything like it.
Невозможно.
To this day, I don't know what it was. A ship or maybe a doorway. I don't know. But it opened up in front of me, and the light that came from it was blinding.
And then what happened?
I became unconscious. I had experienced G-force many times, but this was different. The intensity of it, everything turned black.
And when you came to?
I was in some other place. Not Earth, not Moon, somewhere else. And I saw them.
The committee?
Of course. But not as humans. I saw them as they really are. And they were beautiful.
We received the message minutes after she vanished. They had taken her.
But why?
She doesn't know.
No one does, Anna.
What are you talking about?
I was the final bargaining chip in their ceasefire.
You want to know why those men out there want Anna dead? It's because she and Zone 10 are the last remaining evidence of what we did.
And what exactly did you do, Maxim?
We stood up to the committee, that's all. We drew a line in the snow and said no more. We defeated so many threats to this world. We thought we were indestructible. We figured the committee were cowards, too afraid to get their hands dirty. We were wrong. The secret war between Kavu-I and Committee was the shortest conflict in human history. It began at dawn on April the 5th, 1965, and ended 32 minutes later. The device was called the Time Bomb. Their idea of a joke, I guess. The explosion didn't strip a single branch from the trees, but it tore through the fabric of time itself and created Zone 10 as a warning. If they could do that here, far from anywhere, they could do this in Moscow or Leningrad. Paris, London, New York. They had the upper hand. Anna's mission launched 7 months later. And that was when they took her.
But why?
As final demonstration. If they could take her, they could take anyone. And to keep us in our place. Right here, on Earth.
So you knew all this, what they did here. And you still brought me anyway?
You ask very nicely. And Torchwood has information that we need. I had to help you.
Did you say Torchwood?
Yes.
Why?
I wasn't just the bargaining chip. They gave me a message for Torchwood. And a gift.
What?
They are moving again. Do you have a gun?
I flew in, remember? Of course I don't.
Here. It is Makarov. Very reliable. Have you used one before?
No.
This is safety. It is fully loaded.
Okay.
Come, come. They're getting close. Toshiko, I need your help.
I can't see them.
There, near edge of forest.
There.
Excellent shot.
Is he dead?
Hopefully, yes. You're unnatural.
I don't believe I just did that.
Let's see if we can scare them back into forest. Buy ourselves a few more minutes. Okay. We need to get to the snowcat. Come! It's clear. But we have to be fast.
Where will we go?
Those hills. If we can get up into the hills, they may not be able to follow us. It's too steep. Snipers. Anna, are you hit?
Just the grace, I think.
This is too dangerous. Back to the bunker. Quickly.
Go. Can you see anything?
No. But that doesn't mean they've gone away. They wouldn't. Not without getting what they came for.
You make it sound so abstract. As if they come to collect something, not take a life.
I didn't want it to be this way.
Of course not. We're just following orders. We all are. Look how much they make us give. You tell me 40 years have passed out there. Did anything change?
A great deal. Soviet Union, no more. Now, Russia again. No more communism.
So it's true. Everything changed. Home isn't even home anymore. And you, Toshiko, what did your people take from you?
Everything. Haven't seen my parents in, gosh, I don't know how long. Can't remember the last time I spoke to someone about something that wasn't work. At night, I fall asleep thinking about the ones I've lost, and then I dream about them, and they're still there when I wake up. The funny thing is, if I didn't have my work, I'd think of nothing else, so in some ways it's a relief being in a situation like this. Pathetic, really. How's your arm?
It stopped bleeding. Like I say, only grace.
Can't believe I just killed that man. I should feel bad about it, but I don't. What kind of person does that make me?
People like us, we are different. Not built for normal lives. Wives, husband, children. It's not who we are.
But why not? I mean, there are police officers and firefighters and doctors out there who work all hours, who have the balance of life and death in their hands, just like us, and still have lives of their own. Why not us?
Because we never wanted it enough. Because this is what we wanted. I was pilot in Air Force when Tereshkova became first woman in space. And I thought, that is what I want. I want to see what she has seen. I thought I would be remembered. Instead, they forgot I was even born.
Not all of us, Anna. I have known about you for as long as I remember.
Anna, earlier on, before we tried to make a run for it, you said you had a message for Torchwood and a gift. What was it?
It doesn't matter. The gift is in the landing module, and I wouldn't advise going back there.
Wait a second. That's it.
What?
Landing module. It's a landing module.
I don't understand.
You never landed on the moon.
No.
So, there'll still be fuel left in its engines. Enough for both the landing and the return journey, yes?
I suppose...
What are you thinking?
That it could launch out of here.
You are insane.
Why? The ship was designed to fly.
A battery is dead. I told you this.
But it won't be drained. Not if you've been trapped in the same day all this time. It may be something I can fix.
And say we go ahead with your crazy plan. Where exactly will we go?
Well, I can program a trajectory so the module lands somewhere outside Russia.
So you are a rocket scientist now?
No, but I'm probably the closest thing you've got to one within 1,000 miles of here. So this is our best hope of getting Anna out of here alive, yes?
And how long will it take to repair LK-4? Maybe you forgot about snipers.
Oh, I haven't forgotten about them.
Then we are stuck here. And we will die.
Not necessarily. I have idea. Anna, you go to LK-4. Make preparation for takeoff.
I will need coordinates for ship's computer.
I can handle that.
It took our people months to program them.
Well, computers have... they've moved on a bit since then.
And your instruments still in Snovkat, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Then we go to Snovkat and you take instruments. I drive away.
But...
Create diversion. They will think we are all together and will follow me.
And then what?
You join Anna in LK-4, make repairs and escape.
And you?
I will think of something. But wait until we are halfway to Snovkat before you run. We want them to think you are with us, yes?
Okay.
Toshiko, let's go.
Okay.
Stay down. I'll open the door. Here. Your case.
Thank you. So, the dampener is still working, but it's only got another hour or so of power left in it. If the battery dies, we'll be trapped here, just like Anna.
Then we can't waste any time. You will save her, yes?
Yes. We'll wait for you.
No.
It'll take me a while to repair the LK-4 systems. You'll have enough time.
But if I did, I would lead them back to you. Like you said, Snovkat reached places snowmobiles can't. I'll find way out of Zenten through mountains. It will be fine.
But Maxim, you...
It has been an adventure, yes?
You made it.
Just about.
And Maxim?
He's leading them away, up into the hills.
They will kill him.
Yes.
And you really think you can repair the ship?
Pretty confident. So, the committee. What was their message for Torchwood?
They said they are calling in the debt. Those were the words they used. In Russian, at least, but that's what it meant. Calling in the debt. Settling the bill.
I don't understand. That means nothing to me.
They said KVI worked with them for many years. War between them was end of that relationship. But before KVI, committee worked with Torchwood.
What? Can't be true.
Torchwood invited committee to Earth.
No, I don't believe that. They were lying to you.
Why would they?
Because there's no reason we would invite them here. No reason that makes sense.
This was long ago. World was different then.
But why do they leave this message with you all these years?
They said Torchwood would forget about the arrangement you made with them. That they would wait until time was right. And then they would remind you. That is why you are here.
So you did send the message?
No. It is my voice, but I've never spoken those words.
Okay, right. The reason you've not had battery power all this time is because when they took you, you crossed over into extra-dimensional space. The battery's fine, but the connections are all fried. Of course, even if you had the tools to fix this, it wouldn't have done you much good because the time bomb kept you trapped here.
When I try to escape, I come back. If I walk west, I find myself east. If I walk east, I find myself west.
Well, that's because this place around the LK4 is a bubble at the heart of Zone 10. But with the dampener, you can leave. You can launch from here and escape.
We go together. We land far away from here, yes?
You know we can't. The module was only designed for one. If we try launching with two of us on board, whoever is in Strap 2 will almost certainly be killed during takeoff. You're going alone.
But they will kill you.
It's okay. I'll think of something. The man I shot. His snowmobile is still outside. I can take that.
Have you driven one before?
There's a first time for everything.
Gentlemen! There you are. Glad you could come join me.
Where are they?
Who?
Don't play games, Director. Lieutenant Volkova and the English agent, where are they?
I seem to have misplaced them. Very sorry. Tell me, how old are you?
That is not your concern.
25, 30... When you are in my age, maybe you will look back at this moment and you will wonder...
Do you think they found him?
Yes. And now they're coming for us, so I really don't have much time.
This will never be over, will it?
What do you mean?
You say I can land in some other country, but wherever I go, they will find me. You know... When I was in space, I look through that window, and I see all of Earth, and for one moment, I feel free.
Okay, try activating the power again.
You did it! It works!
Well, I did something. Whether or not it'll work is another thing altogether. But you need to go. The dampener, the device that allowed us to get here, hasn't got much power left.
Okay.
10-15 minutes at most. From what I can gather, the fragmented time around Zone 10 reaches into the upper atmosphere, so you'll need to clear that before the dampener's battery dies, okay?
Okay.
Here. I've tuned my own earpiece into the radio so we can stay in contact during the launch. If you follow this trajectory, burning all of the launch fuel and 30% of the retro rocket fuel, you should end up here, in Kazakhstan, northern Kostanay. It won't be very precise, but there should be enough fuel left in the retro rockets to slow you down before you eject.
And what will happen if I burn all of the fuel? Every last drop?
I don't understand.
Would there be enough thrust for me to leave the Earth?
Yes, I suppose, but then you would just keep going. There'd be nothing stopping you.
I think I like this plan.
It's not a plan, that's suicide.
So is parachuting into Kazakhstan. Not right away, perhaps, but soon enough they would find me. I think I would rather see what is out there than face what is down here.
Then you know what you need to do. You'll have to divert the fuel from the retro rockets into the main chamber when the launch fuel is down to 15%. Anna, are you sure about this?
I am certain.
But all that time you waited here doesn't seem fair.
My being trapped here wasn't fair. But now I'll be free. Thank you, Toshiko. And here.
What's this?
Your gift. They call it the Red Key.
But what am I supposed to do with it?
That is for you to find out. Now go!
Loud and clear.
You need to begin the launch program.
Not until you are safe distance.
We don't have enough time for that. Just do it.
Very well. Commencing launch program.
Right. Snowmobile. How hard can it be to drive one of these? Come on.
Launching in 30 seconds.
Oh, come on. Come on.
20 seconds.
Yes!
Before your device fails.
2 minutes. What's your altitude?
3.2 kilometer. Velocity is 669 meters per second.
I may be a quarter of a mile from the edge of Zone 10. I don't know if I'll make it in time, but you will, Anna. I promise you that.
I just noticed. The stars, they are different. For 40 years, they were the same. The same night sky every night, but now they are different. It is beautiful.
They're closing in on me, Anna. So if anything happens, I just want you to know. It was an honor.
The same for me. But it is strange. That message that you heard all this time, I never said it. So how can that be?
I don't know. The dampener. It's about to lose power. What's your altitude?
3 kilometers.
Almost there. Wait. I know how it happens. I know how the pulse was created. Say the words, Anna. The message I play to you. Tell me the truth is in Zone 10. Time's beginning to fragment.
Say the words.
Toshiko Sato, pravda v zóně 10. Toshiko? Toshiko!
So that was it. Your words were trapped in time, condensed into a split second. They always have been. The time bomb closing around the message as it was sent. In the distance, I could hear the agents coming for me. But as I listened, it became clear. They were stuck in there, somewhere inside Zone 10. Trapped inside the same few seconds, endlessly repeating. And I was free. I tried tracking the LK-4, but it was impossible. I suppose you must have switched over to manual controls and just kept going. So I'm sending this out there. Because there's a chance, a slim chance, that you didn't run out of air, or food, or water. And that somehow you're still out there, still going. And maybe you can hear this. And if you can hear this, then maybe you won't feel quite so alone. This is Toshiko Sato of Torchwood, signing off.
Good morning. Mind if I join you? What?
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Torchwood. Ghost Mission.
Sergeant Davidson?
Andy. Please, my friends call me Andy.
I'm Norton Folgate, Torchwood Assessor. Here's my card.
Torchwood has business cards?
They did in my day. Huh? I've been appointed to see if you're ready to join the new Torchwood.
What? Gwen has finally decided to let me in?
This is a day all about you. I've been sent here to assess you. I've come all the way from 1953, so you may have to fill in a few gaps.
1953?
Well, that's just how we do it sometimes. Guarantees impartiality. Also, it means I can't interfere. I'm... well...
Oh, my God, you're a ghost!
2016, yes? You have holograms and nano-printers, don't you?
Yeah,
and a ghost, he says. Open mind, Sergeant. Now then, ready?
Actually, I quite fancy the loo. Can I just...
Tough. Test due to start in... Ooh, now.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Sergeant Andy Davidson, we are on.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock, and I am the director of Torchwood Zone 10, and I am joined today by the lovely...
John Barrowman. No.
You're looking very different, John.
Thanks. Hi, it's Nauka.
How are you?
I'm good. This is so exciting. It's strange, though.
Did you ever expect to come back after the end of Series 2?
Well, I was hoping. I never lost hope. I love Torchwood dearly. We had the most amazing time, and I miss it. And I miss Tosh, and I miss the gang. So this has been incredible. Thank you.
And when did you first hear about Big Finish bringing Torchwood back?
Well, when the fans started asking me, actually. I had been told that there were some of these happening, but I hadn't had the phone call, so I was kind of beginning to get worried. So I guess the fans, the guys knew way before I did, because a lot of people were asking me all the time on Twitter and at, you know, conventions and things, saying, you know, when are you going to do one? And I said, well, I don't know. So I'm very, very pleased to be here.
And your character, Toshiko, obviously, is quite important in the Doctor Who world, because you were one of the first people actually on the new series of Doctor Who.
Yes.
With Christopher Eccleston.
Chris Eccleston, it was.
Was it day one, you and Space Pig?
It was actually, I can tell you exactly what it was. It was day one of, and it was the first scene of the day.
Mm.
And it was the first scene of day one of filming. So does that make sense? Am I making sense?
Yeah. The very first thing was with Toshiko Sato.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really strange. And I think a lot of people know this, but I actually didn't know who Doctor Who was at the time. So it really was kind of like Doctor Who. And I even looked up the word TARDIS in the dictionary because I didn't know TARDIS. In fact, I actually phoned my agent after I got the script. And he said, how's it looking? How exciting? And I said, well, there's just one word I can't seem to find in the dictionary. Can you help me out? And he's like, what word is it? I was like, TARDIS. And then he was laughing so hard, he put the phone down on me.
Amazing.
Physically, yeah.
And then did you ever expect that that would then lead to Torchwood and 2 years of that? And then, that, you know, 10 years on?
No, never in a million years. Like, it's incredible. You couldn't write it, you know? I was literally there for a couple of days doing Doctor Who, and then all of a sudden you get this phone call saying there's a new series, and then next thing we're doing 2 years of this amazing work, and, you know, it was such an incredible experience. And then you have an action figure as well, so it's like surprise after surprise, and it's amazing. And it's without the fans and you know, people who love the show, we wouldn't be here. So thank you to everyone.
And how have you found the recording this morning? How are you finding the audio medium?
I have to say it is slightly strange, but it kind of takes you back straight away, you know. Obviously we're not in the hub, but you feel like transported back. And one thing I have to say is I'm quite glad that I don't have sort of lots of computer things and gadgets that I need to sort of, you know, be pressing buttons and all that kind of stuff as I talk. So that's helpful. And I'm not wearing my heels, which is very comfortable.
It was very nice. Not clip-clopping around that set.
Or falling over, yes. Which I do very well.
And, of course, this story very much showcases Toshiko as a solo character on her own, on her own mission. Is it quite nice to explore her in that very individual way with this story?
Yeah, it is. First of all, I think the script is great. I have to say, I was quite nervous because, you know, she's always had sort of the team around her. Mm. This is her first time sort of out of the hub on her own.
And we take you to Russia.
I know. And here we are in Russia. Oh, no, we're not. Wait. We are
North Acton.
North Acton, yes. Also known as Russia, yeah. From now on. Yeah, but it's so strange. You know, it's weird. It took me a little while to get back into her, but then it kind of comes rushing back.
And what further adventures do you think Toshiko had before that untimely day in the hub?
Oh, gosh, lots. You know, I think what you saw is, you know, certainly in the two seasons she was in is just tip of the iceberg. You know, they were doing so much work, and this is one of them, you know. So a lot going on, I think. A lot was going on, should I say.
Brilliant. Now, Gomori, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming back.
Thank you.
And hopefully hear from you soon.
Hooray! Thank you.